This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We got some economic data from the Census Bureau this morning, specifically retail sales flat in July from a month earlier, but that is a tad misleading because A, retail sales are measured in dollars and are not adjusted for inflation, and B, gas prices were way down in the period, so for the overall number to be flat had to mean the consumers were still spending, right, a bunch on other stuff. But how we are spending, especially with inflation being what it is, how we're spending keeps on changing. And we've heard in retailer earnings report after retailer earnings report that one way people are saving money right now is by switching to private label products, store brands, right? Think Walmart's Great Value, Whole Foods is 365. Last year, private label sales were up almost $2 billion. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at the growth of store brands and also puts some rumors to rest.
This story starts with a taste test, a sampling of chocolate sandwich cookies, and only one is the real Oreo. Here to do the hard work is my colleague Mary Elseguera.
You gotta have a big cup of milk with Oreos, I feel, because there needs to be enough room for dipping.
While Mariel gets her almond milk ready, let's look at how we got here. How almost every major grocer started making its own copycat Oreos. To do that, we have to go back to the late 70s. Inflation had been raging for more than a decade. The economy was coming out of a recession, and an aisle of misfit foods was growing at grocery stores. Product,
Eagle offers you even greater savings with generics, a new no-frills value choice.
In this commercial, a man is standing next to these bright yellow, cartoonish-looking cans and boxes labeled beans or dog food. Jan Benedict Steenkamp has written two books on private labels.
It wasn't very attractive, but people were looking for ways how to save money. And for retailers, they were seeing it as a way to meet consumer demand for cheaper products. Neither of the two parties really liked them so much.
For stores, generics screamed low quality, and shoppers were kind of embarrassed to buy them.
Honestly, you don't feel very good if you have that kind of things in your cart, if you're consuming it. So when good economic times came back, people drifted away from these generics.
Generics almost died out until sometime in the 90s when stores changed their approach and became experts at making copycats. Okay, cookie number one.
I'm pretty sure this is an Oreo.
Wrong, Marielle. This is a Wegmans knockoff. It's high-quality products like this that made generic brands stick and eventually morph into a lifestyle. Think devotees of Aldi and Trader Joe's. Kusum Alawadi is a professor of marketing at Dartmouth.
Often consumers don't think of the Trader Joe's private label as a private label. They think of it as exclusive products that I can't find anywhere.
Generics have evolved so much that we don't even call them generics anymore. Private label is what the industry prefers, which is kind of appropriate because how they're made is very private, mysterious even. Peggy Davies, president of the Private Label Manufacturers Association, says store brands are sometimes manufactured by big brand names that make the original product. And there are lots of theories on the internet about who makes what. Okay, can you debunk some rumors for me? Like, does Grey Goose actually make Kirkland vodka?
Could be, but, you know, Kirkland's not going to tell you who makes it, and Grey Goose isn't going to say they make it.
Grey Goose does not make Kirkland vodka. They sent me a strongly worded email. Kirkland wouldn't tell me who does. I haven't figured out who makes Wegmans Oreos either. Jeff Wishengrad is the vice president of Wegmans brand.
It's not necessarily a supplier that I would want to give a shout out to.
Could it be Oreo? I reached out to its manufacturer and didn't get a response. But this is usually how it goes, and that's a win for both sides. The big manufacturer gets more business and a lower price for its own ingredients because it's buying in bulk, and the store makes money. Wishengrad says more than half of Wegmans sales come from its own brand. Also, store brands can come with bigger profit margins. Christopher Durham, a private label consultant, says they allow retailers to skip the costs that come with running a national brand.
Product development and advertising and marketing and distribution.
And those savings are passed to the consumer. On average, store brands cost 30% less than name brands. But not every consumer is swayed by price alone.
Oh, this is an Oreo.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, I knew it.
Okay, but here's the real question. If I tell you the Wegmans cookies are more than a dollar less than the regular Oreos, would that sway you into buying them?
No, probably not. Because it's an indulgence. And so if I'm gonna splurge, I might as well get the thing that I really want.
We are emotional buyers. When it comes to Oreos or shampoo or baby formula, our feelings sometimes convince us the dupe is not as good as the real thing. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.